Welcome to the Underground, the Steel City Underground, the black and gold standard for Pittsburgh Steelers coverage. Now, here's your host, Joe Kuzma.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Steel City Underground podcast. My name is Joe Kuzma, and I am here to break down rather quickly because, you know, let's face it, yet another preseason game, week two of three. Technically, the Hall of Fame game is week zero, the big old goose egg. So let's talk a little bit here shortly about what I am looking forward to seeing in this weekend's game with the Steelers hosting the Detroit Lions, a team that has been not so good over the last few seasons, and one of the worst defenses in the NFL last season as well. Just a few things that I'm really looking for in this game, because you can't really preview or break down preseason games. So there's some things I'm kind of excited to see, maybe some progress for some players, but I'm going to get to some of the nitty gritty because there's just some things I don't really care about in this game. And I know it sounds a little cold. It's going to be really hard to evaluate some of the different things when you're talking about ones and twos, and then, you know, your future players that aren't going to be on the roster any longer. In fact, another cutdown coming on Tuesday. Steelers will trim to 80 before all the teams eventually get down to, I had this date here, I saved it for all of you, and just for, let me see, roster cuts on August 31st. So we're not too far away, just a little under 2 weeks to where we get the actual final 53. I have some predictions on that, by the way. Some of them will probably surprise you. And just to throw it out, you've got some folks that are really hanging their hat on some of the various rumors that are out there. I don't know. Mason Rudolph's not going to get traded. Mason Rudolph's not going to get cut. I don't really know if Benny Snell gets cut, to be honest. And I know I'm going to get Brian or Zach or maybe both on here, and we're going to talk about the 53 as we get a little closer to that, because week four, there's not going to be a whole lot going on. And, you know, as I said, the dress rehearsal, we're looking forward to Ben Roethlisberger playing against the Detroit Lions. And Ben said he wanted to play last week, and you don't want your multi-million dollar and now older and potentially more fragile franchise quarterback out there risking his health, risking injury in the preseason. There's a lot of folks that would actually say, why is Ben even playing in this game here, especially with the expanded 17-game schedule? And seeing Ben play, to be completely honest, it's not what really kind of floats my boat for this game. I want to see Ben play with some of the rookies. That's what really gets the, you know, wets my whistle, so to speak. We've seen Ben play. We know what Ben can do. We know what Ben can't do. For those of you who haven't seen Ben yet this preseason, maybe you haven't been able to go to camp. He took the lion's share of snaps just the whole entire week. He's been prepping. So Ben wants to play as much as possible. In my prediction, my own estimation here, Roethlisberger probably plays. It all depends on how the series go. I said if he goes out there and it's 2-3 and outs, which won't be the most promising look in the whole world, he'll be out there for at least a third series. Does he play an entire first quarter? That all depends. Do they run like a really long 10-play, 70-some-yard drive capped off with a touchdown? He might get yanked right there. I see that as putting some of the work in. That's probably about where I see it too. Probably between 10 and 15 plays. So if they have like maybe a drive, it stalls, it's like 7 plays. It's something very reminiscent of Mason Rudolph playing last week. In fact, that's probably where I peg it. Exactly where I peg it. In fact, I don't know if they gave us actual snap counts for that, which is kind of interesting in a debate of, do I really care what's going on with the rest of the backup quarterbacks? I've said that this has been something that's been settled for some time going right into this, but that's my second topic at hand. I really want to see, going back to Ben, for me, Roethlisberger is, yeah, there we go, Mason Rudolph, 17 plays. Actually, Dobbs got 18, which is one more. I was kind of surprised. And Dwayne Haskins was among the most. He played 58% of that game. Imagine why you might look better when you play 48 snaps. You lead some scoring plays. Hey, Rudolph didn't lead any scoring plays. Well, you know, this guy here is playing 48 reps to 17. That's the reason I don't care about that. Kind of meshing the two topics together, because Ben with the rookies is going to be fun to watch. I don't anticipate seeing Rudolph or Haskins playing with any first team players. Maybe some guys that might sprinkle in there. You might get Chase Claypool if healthy. We don't know because he had that scare in practice the other day. They may just take the precautions with him and he just sits. So, but him being a second year player, still young in the league, he's somebody that might put some more time in. I don't necessarily see Juju out there, for example. Najee Harris might be. I want to see Najee Harris with Ben. I want to see some of the stuff they're working on. But he's not the one I'm most excited about seeing work with Ben Roethlisberger. No, that is Pat Freiermuth. I might start calling him, I don't know, the freak. Is that an overused cliche? Just everything that goes his way. He's catching. He's blocking. He's nasty. Yards after the catch. I want to see it. I want to see it in live game action here in the preseason. So that's one thing I really want to see. I guess we could say Pat Freiermuth is my pick. But more importantly, you're going to see that Ben is going to be looking at him a lot and often. I think they get some work put in this preseason game. The exhibitions, of course, scores and everything else don't matter. So we're talking about all the different play calling. But we need to see Kendrick Green. We need to see him play at center and working with Ben Roethlisberger and what that dynamic is going to be. All of the starting offensive line finally in for a week of practice as well. Everyone's healthy. No one has any off-field things. So everyone finally got back on that same page. We'll see how Zach Banner is. We'll likely see Green. Might see JCH, JC Hassenauer mixed in there. But again, Green and, you know, Mike Tomlin with his cliches, if you heard it from the press conference, they're asking if he's the starter, and you could do it however you will. I forget the exact cliche, but you could picture what he probably said. So anyways, I'm looking forward to seeing that offensive line. I want to see more of what looks like the starting offense or a semblance of it altogether. And it still might not be the whole entire thing because of Claypool, but we don't need to see Ben work with the wide receivers. We already know what that looks like from the previous seasons. So in that regard, then where do you go from there? I'm not really looking much into the running backs. I'm not looking much into the quarterbacks. A lot of people, oh, cut Benny Snell. When Cam Akers got hurt with the LA Raiders, everyone's saying, oh, now they're going to trade Snell over there and they're going to get this great draft pick for him. If he's worth that, again, if he's worth that, either you have a lot in your stable, and I think too many people are putting too much into Kalen Ballage at this time. I was a big Ballage fan coming out of college. But Ballage has kind of been one of those guys. And the Steelers always have these reclamation projects where they find a guy like this that's been bouncing around the league. So I'm not necessarily poo-pooing on the idea, but this is his fourth NFL team. The Dolphins, he couldn't really carve out his niche there. The Jets in 2020. I mean, these are bad teams that if you are a cream of the crop, you should have rose to the occasion there. The Chargers, and I do believe he got banged up with the Chargers last season. Yeah, then he ended up in the practice squad. That's what ended up happening. So he was on the practice squad back and forth. I think he's still maybe a practice squad candidate. Snell is the guy that you have under contract for two more years. He hasn't. Everyone's like, oh, he's been so bad. We need to remember the other component of wanting to see some of this come together for this preseason game is Matt Canada and his new offense. The new offensive coordinator, Randy Fichtner, and his play calling did no favors for any running backs last year. They didn't run the ball, and when they did, it was incredibly predictable. Go back to the archives, talk about it a lot over past episodes, but it's like a coin flip on first down, and if Benny Snell's in the backfield on third and one or third and two, he's probably getting the ball. Very predictable for the defense. If Ben's under center, they're running the ball. Like, there's no play action. Everything, it was very, I don't even want to say vanilla because it was more boring than that. Very predictable. So I don't hold as much against people. And Benny Snell's been hurt. He hasn't been able to practice. Ballage has been hurt too, which doesn't help his case. Jalen Samuels has been getting more reps. Could he be someone that's on the hot seat? Depends how many backs they keep. You still got Najee Harris. You still got Anthony McFarlane Jr. That's a loaded room. It's a good problem to have if you're the Steelers. So I don't concern myself necessarily with some of these takes because it's like you're developing a guy. He's entering the third year, you know, of his rookie contract. Does that mean he's automatically expendable? Someone asked me and they said, well, they wouldn't keep drafting running backs if they thought Snell was an answer. Well, they didn't obviously think Connor was the answer either if they drafted Snell. And they continue to draft running backs. They did it after Mendenhall. They did it five straight years. Guys like Baron Batch eventually ended with Le'Veon Bell. And then they kept signing guys. D'Angelo Williams, LeGarrette Blunt. I want to say Felix Jones, but he was like just before that, I want to say. They kept bringing in different veterans in there. And then even while Bell was still in Pittsburgh, they drafted James Conner. So it's kind of a moot point to that. Like the wide receiver factory, they're always trying to hedge their bets and make sure running back is an injury prone position, and you got to make sure you have enough depth there. Nothing against Ballage. I like Ballage. I like him wearing 29, the old Barry Foster number as well. So if I'm not looking too much with the running backs, I mentioned the quarterbacks. Who comes in first? Does it matter? I think Rudolph will probably come in first. I know they had Haskins take like one set of series with the first team, one of the 2-minute drills. So he got a little bit of time in practice, but it's the first time that it's happened in all of training camp. So it's not necessarily something that I would hang my hat on, so to speak, as being him being the first guy that's coming in, and everyone's going to say, oh, he's going to be the default backup quarterback, this and that. I don't really see it that way. I don't see Josh Dobbs getting any playing time whatsoever in this game. You're going to have Ben for about a quarter, and then you're going to split the rest of that with Rudolph and Haskins. It'll be interesting to see if we get more, if we do get some scoring drives, we get some cohesiveness with Rudolph playing with maybe some of the twos or threes that he may play with more in practice. And we'll see what Haskins does if he plays with lesser players than he's used to, the guys that Dobbs is usually playing with. Or if you invert that, then let's say will Haskins do the same thing as he plays up to a higher competition level. I really do think that both of these guys are very similar in the way their careers have started. There's some things sometimes where you go, oh, that's interesting. And then there's some things that are underwhelming. Give them both some time. Again, 2A and 2B, in my opinion. Now, I'm rooting for both of them. I like them both. I don't like the hate towards either one of them, to be completely honest. And there's just too much hype, I believe, with Haskins. And people want to see him with the first team. That's not going to happen with Ben playing. And then the first teamers are going to come off, and that includes Ben. The first team defense may be out there a little bit longer. We've seen Mike Tomlin do that in the past. But as far as the offense, it's just going to be, and as far as game, the last game of the season where they're going to, the preseason that is, these exhibition games, Carolina Panthers game, I don't see, Ben's not going to play. Most of the ones aren't going to play. So even if Haskins does start that game, he's still going to be playing with a majority of backups and even sprinkled in some guys that are like maybe practice squad material at best. Unfortunately, it's just the business of football. You got to cut all the way from 90 is where they started. They're at 85 now. Got to go down to 53. So you've got about 30 bodies that are going to be just to fulfill this final preseason game and make sure everyone's healthy and ready for the regular season. One of these guys that hasn't been able to practice, I'm talking about defense, with both of the next two, actually. I've been wanting to see Antoine Brooks. I've been at camp. He's been icing his leg. He's finally back in there. There's been some rumblings as to Cam Sutton moving back over to nickel corner. And yeah, they got to replace Mike Hilton. I get it. This was something that was always discussed in the past as to whether or not Cam Sutton would be an outside corner or he would be playing nickel. And one of the things with him playing in the nickel is you could have James Pierre playing on the outside. That was something that was always kind of discussed over the last February, March, free agency. You know, even when Steven Nelson was let go, the assumption always was that Cam Sutton was going to get an opportunity on the outside. Now, that doesn't mean he's no good on the outside. That just means that they got some deficiencies at the slot corner position right now that they need to address. And that's because Brooks has not been healthy. So they need to get Brooks in there. You need to get Brooks healthy, and we need to see what he can do. This is also not a vote of confidence for Arthur Millett, who I thought was kind of a lock for the roster. If they're thinking to have Cam Sutton slide over and have Pierre play, that means they feel that their weakness would be nickel corner with Millett and having Sutton on the outside versus Sutton playing inside, Sutton being versatile. We've seen him play safety roles and everything else. And that means Pierre on the outside, much stronger. And Justin Lane's nowhere near in this conversation. If you want to talk about players that are under rookie contracts developing that are on the hot seat, Justin Lane definitely fits the bill there too. So, but I want to see Antoine Brooks, and I want to see him play well. I want to see if they send him on a blitz. I want to see if he gets beaten any type of coverage. It's still going to be somewhat of a vanilla defense, but let's see where that goes. Joe Schobert calling some plays, green dot. I'm going to have a couple green dot capable players, him and Devin Bush. I'm excited to see him on the field, 10 to 15 snaps, maybe 20. I don't know. We'll see how much we get. A third of the game into the second quarter? Maybe we do. But I'm excited. I want to see what he ends up doing. It's going to be our first time seeing him in a Steelers uniform. So, of course, that's exciting. Of course, that's the guy you want to point out and pick out and keep an eye on. And then finally, like I said, I was blowing through these pretty quick. I have more to say about the quarterbacks and running backs versus anybody. And already, you know, I'm talking about Pat Freiermuth. I'm talking about Antoine Brooks. I'm talking about Joe Schobert. Percy Harvin. We didn't get to see him. He's in a battle. Jordan Berry's been punting pretty well. And I'm not saying Jordan Berry. I don't think Jordan Berry's a shoe-in for this job by any means. I think Harvin's the guy. But we're still dealing with this situation here where you got Harvin, the rookie, and Jordan Berry is still competing. And there's other teams that are putting on tape. They're putting this on film. And there might be another situation where a few years ago, the Steelers traded Brad Wing to the New York Giants. They were able to get, like, I don't know, 6th or 7th pick out of it. But somebody that's lower on the waiver wire, they don't have as high a priority. They may step in. There might be a trade deal here. So we'll see. I know Barry's only under like a 1-year contract or whatever like that. So that might not happen. But at the same time, we want to see Harvin repeat and do the same great things that we've seen him do in some of the preseason games already. And in camp, guy's got a cannon of a leg. So I'm excited to see it. We also got to see how he works with Chris Boswell. Sam Sloman's out of town now. He was one of the early cuts, as I thought. They just brought him in to kind of save Boswell's leg. Let's see how Harvin works as a holder, too, in these field goal or extra point situations, because that's key to his job as well. Do I care about a score? Do I really care about the Lions? There isn't really much I'm looking at from Detroit. And I'm not sure if we get some of these, any of the big guns coming from Detroit that are playing. I assume they're going to treat this as much a dress rehearsal as the Steelers. But again, they're a team that's in a rebuild mode. I may be taking some of this with a grain of salt, depending on what some of the matchups are on the field. And again, even some of the twos in this set of circumstances with the Steelers have more experience than some of the twos on the Lions. So we've got to weigh all that in here, the scales of balance and evaluating what we see on the field. So folks, once again, hey, tune in Saturday night at Heinz Field. Show up there. Hey, why not? Football, have some fans in the stands. Finally, for the first time in like forever, there was only like 3 games last year at Heinz Field that allowed fans. So that's going to be a fun environment to see once again in Pittsburgh. And that's pretty much my last bullet point to look for in this preseason game. Appreciate all of you tuning in here, viewing wherever you are. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, leave a review if you would like as well. And enjoy the game. Try not to get in fights with people over football. It's just not worth it. It's just not worth it, right? I've been doing too much of that on Facebook. If you see my name around, I haven't been able to help myself. I'm out of control. I got to pull back a little bit on that. So as always, I'm always telling people to sign off on this show is to be safe and be good. I'm going to heed those same words, and I'll catch you later.
We would like to thank you for listening and remind our listeners to follow us on social media and our website, www.steelcityunderground.com.